Please give a big hand for our team leads, Chris and Carol Pollack, from USA, now living in Israel.
Okay, what Carol and I are going to talk about today is building locally but expanding globally. Carol and I have been in the business since 1989. And when we had seen the business, we had just moved from the New York, New Jersey area down to Florida, and we didn't know anybody down in Florida. So our experience in the business was always doing it long distance.
So our first 8 executives that we made, we became diamond executives living in Florida, and all of our executives lived in New York and New Jersey. So what we actually did was we mailed this videotape up to them because we would prospect people on the phone. We wouldn't tell them about the business, but we would say that there will be a videotape that's coming. And then we made an appointment. So we made sure that they watched the videotape, and we would make an appointment and to have a follow-up meeting and go through an actual follow-up on the telephone. This wasn't easy, but we did it. And that's how, and we did our trainings also over the phone. So we got 8 executives that way. But then as the business started to build and develop around the U.S., we were only in the U.S. then, all of these meetings started all over the country. So people, the way we were showing the business, besides one-on-one, was bringing people to meetings. Well, I'm going to share a story with you, and then you'll see what the moral of the story is. We sponsored somebody in the business who I knew all my life, and his name was Jerry. And Jerry lived in New Jersey. We were in Florida. And Jerry's best friend, since he was 5 years old, lived in Canada. And Canada just opened. Maybe this was maybe 2 or 3 months after Canada opened. And there was a big meeting going on in Canada. And Jerry decided to prospect his best friend, Alan. I mean, since kindergarten, these guys were together. And he sent him to a meeting. But Jerry lived in New Jersey. He sent him to a meeting in Canada. And we had the follow-up phone call together, the two of us. And we call up Alan. You know, he went to the meeting. Do you see why I'm so excited? And Alan said, absolutely, Jerry, I'm in. This was the greatest thing I've ever seen. I'm in. I'm a blue diamond. I mean, this was after one meeting. He said, but you are my best friend, right? Right. He said, Jerry, I made a decision. I'm going to be sponsored by, I don't remember the man's name, an Emerald executive who was doing this meeting. And Jerry said, what do you mean? He said, if you care about me, it's much better for me to have a sponsor who lives around the corner from me. You're in New Jersey. You can't give me the support. And I will tell you that the two men have never, ever spoken again. And Jerry's no longer in the business. But what did this show us? Number one, and what Chris and I always really believed, was that we would talk to our own prospects. They didn't need to see this unless they were accompanied by us at a meeting. But now, several years later, what do we have? GPN. And I will tell you, that was the last time, and it was in 1990, we ever, ever had anyone go to a meeting long distance. And I will say to all of you, and you may hear differently from your upline, but never send anyone unless you're with them.
Now, to sponsor or enroll people in an international market, there's a couple of things that you have to do first. Okay. Number one, everybody has to be on Skype. Okay, that's a business tool that you'll use to build your business around the world. Okay, so everybody understands that. Number two, everybody needs either a GWP or what the company calls a GASP, That allows you to have your international sponsoring agreement as well as your product purchase agreement for other countries. You can purchase that through your local office. And you ask them for a worldwide, which covers, I think it's like $5 U.S. for all the markets that you're in. The next thing you need to do is you need to get onto the newskin.com website and the GPN website so you can understand about the market that you want to sponsor in. You know, different markets have different ways of starting people. Some markets you have to buy a registration kit, others you don't. You have to find out exactly the information you know or you need to know in order to sponsor somebody. So you go to newskin.com or gpnworld.com. You review all the information there. And then the next thing you do is you contact your person and you want to present to them. Now, how do you present? You present through GPN, through the presentations that are online. There are different ways that will allow you to present to the individuals. Once they've seen the business, you want to make your, obviously, your follow-up and determine their level of interest. And then you will sponsor them into the business depending on what the rules and regulations are for that specific market.
Now, GPN, we are a network of people that we're all part of this weekend who are all working together worldwide. Once you have shown your new prospect or you have a new distributor, then find out if there are local people in the area that they're in to connect them with. Bring them into the GPN world. Bring them into the community locally where they are. But I really believe the whole purpose of GPN is so we can present this business anywhere in the world to anybody, and we do it personally. By the way, Chris and I make 86% of our income from outside the United States. So you've got GPN supports this. Now, once somebody's in the business, what do you need to do? You need to train them. And they need their strategy planning session. Does everyone use the strategy planning session on GPN? You make an appointment. You heard the name Skype several times today. We live on Skype. We absolutely live on Skype. You want to do your strategy planning session right over Skype, going over their goals, going over how to invite. You are their sponsor, and it is your responsibility. And it doesn't matter that you're across the ocean. It's your responsibility to give them the support, to have that bond, to understand all of their goals. That's very, very important. Don't expect, if you want to work long distance or globally, don't expect the people in that local market to act as the sponsors. You're still their sponsor. You're still their support team. They do become part of GPN, but you're there. You should have daily contact with your people. I want to share a few stories with you. We know that storytelling is good. But again, before GPN, when we heard that a country was opening, like when we heard that Japan was opening, what did we all do? We went out, and first of all, we went and we learned to love Japanese food and go to Japanese restaurants. And one of my bravest moments in the business, as I told you all yesterday, I really used to be a very shy girl when I started. And 1993. So in 1992, when we knew that Japan would be opening, I went with one of my distributors, who was a friend of mine, to a Japanese restaurant for lunch. And she dared me to walk out with a name. It was the longest lunch in history. We sat for hours and hours, and she kept on saying, "You don't have any names yet." I said, "We didn't leave yet." Now, when we were walking out of the restaurant, I didn't talk to the waiter, by the way. I talked to the manager of the restaurant. And in one breath, and you have to understand, I was never confident in the cold market, but in one breath, I said, "Excuse me, I said something really stupid. I said to him, I'm with a company that will be opening in Japan. And for those people who know people in Japan, I said, do you? I mean, here the guy didn't speak English. He's Japanese. I'm asking him if he knows anyone in Japan. But I said, for those people who know people in Japan, there's a chance to make a lot of money. Would you be interested in hearing about my business? He said, yes. I took his name and number, gave him my name and number, and by the time I got home, this man called me and said, can I come over now? He came to my house, and Chris happened to be in Canada, and he came to my house. We sat down, talked. After 45 minutes, he signed in right on the spot. The guy understood it. We then took the next year, because the market wasn't open yet, and we taught him the business. So this is the lesson about markets that will be opening. We taught him the business in the U.S. He became, I believe, a Lapis executive in the U.S. And he learned all about the products. And what he started to do is get the products into Japan. He sent the products over so people could experience the products. And he did start to talk to people in Japan. He sent over that silly little videotape to Japan. But he learned the business before he moved back to Japan. He moved back about 2 months before Japan opened. And the day Nu Skin opened, he had, 370 distributors sign in on the very first day of Japan. So the lesson is we have countries that will be opening. We know that, by the way, South Africa, I believe, will be the first World Shop country. That's from what we understand. But I will say to all of you, I believe one of the biggest markets that will ever be in the face of Nu Skin will be India. We have a lot of time, though, before India opens. A lot of time. So what should you be doing? You should be building networks of people from India in your local market. Create the leaders. You have time now to make Indian team elites in your local countries. Can you imagine what that will do by the time India opens?
I mean, at the team elite trip this past week, there were two team elites from Russia, and Russia only opened in April.
Well, guess what? They didn't do it from April until now. That's called pre-marketing.
You know, Carol and I just took a trip down to South Africa for a family wedding. And while we were down there, Jeff had actually sponsored somebody into the business in New Zealand. She's from South Africa. She sponsored in New Zealand 9 years ago. And she's been waiting and waiting and waiting for South Africa to open. And Carol and I went down there to kind of test the water and to work with her. And she brought in this amazing entrepreneur. His name is Koibis?
Koibis.
And they're now down there developing a marketing team. I mean, not everybody has to go to an international market, but it can definitely help.
Well, now our most successful story, and I want to share with you how we got into this market, and that is Israel.
Me?
Our recent most successful story, when we heard that Israel was opening, the first thing we did was we made the decision that we were going to go over to Israel. Now, we had family and knew some people in Israel, not a lot of people, but we really had a passion for Israel. We've been there several times, and we were always encouraging the company to open Israel. Actually, for 12 years, we begged the company to open Israel. So what we did, we sent out an email to our whole downline explaining that Israel will be opening and we will be going to Israel. And here's a Jeff story. Jeff had a woman, he called me with a woman by the name of Hasita and said, I have a woman here in New Zealand who's just a product user. She's a distributor. She owns a pita factory and she's from Israel. And he spoke to her and I said, let me speak to her. I spoke with her and she said, I have all my family there and I could give you a whole list of names. And I said to her, really kidding around, I said, I have a better idea. Meet me in Israel. I'll meet your family. Well, to make a very long story short, you know, Jeff is very persistent. Hasita met me in Israel. Now, she's not even building the business. And this woman flew to Israel with the hopes of building and developing the country of Israel. She was there for 2 weeks with me, and she introduced some people in her family who were not interested, but gave a referral. And the referral is, would you stand up? Orna Ben-Omri, Lapis executive, one of our major leaders in Israel, and who I must say is a very dear, dear friend to me. So that came out of my first trip to Israel. But Chris and I, by the encouragement of my dear friend Vivian, she said, you know, if you want to really capitalize and build and develop a market, you should move there. You should go there. And because, and I know all of you can't do this, just pick up and move to a market, but because of this wonderful business, we were able just to pick up and moved to Israel, and we made the decision to stay for 6 months. 18 months later, here we are. We live in Israel. With all our Israelis back there.
And the interesting thing is we've now promised them that we're staying for another year.
Yes. But let's talk about when you go into one of these new markets, what do you need to do? And I will tell you what our goal has been step by step. Number one, to create at least one leader. And this is what John and Giselle did here in Europe. Started with one. And then it all followed. You go in and you drive a line deep. We are working. We have 8, 9 levels of executives. We work all the way down. We are creating insurance that this line will be there forever. And our goal is to create several team elites. And right now we've got a leg that's got 5 levels of rubies deep. And I will guarantee and say this publicly that there will be at least 5 team elites right. The 5 rubies will be 5 team elites. And several others in Israel. I mean, we have Shmuel, I will tell you, I felt so proud. You made me cry when he came up here and stood on his head. I mean, that's commitment. But in working in a new market, you've got to go in. You're not looking for the masses. You're looking for the entrepreneurs and the pioneers. You're looking for the leaders. They will get the masses in. You can't just go in and expect personally to just sponsor a lot of people. Find a leader and then drive it deep. Let that leader capture their own market, but help them and work deep. Working a leg deep is really the way to create the leadership.
Okay.
If you're not moving to a market.
I was shy.
Okay. But if you're not moving to a market, which most people don't do, you've got to be prepared to support them. And again, as the market develops, there will be GPN leaders that will develop the market. And I am going to stand up here and ask all of the GPN Blue Diamonds and Team Elites, all of you, can raise your hands. In the room, let's make a commitment that we own India. Yeah. Okay? Now, just another, a quick India story. Again, my friend Orna over there, she just sponsored into New Skin a woman by the name of Rina Pushkarna. And I challenge all of you to Google this name, Rina Pushkarna. She is an Indian living in Israel, and she owns a chain of restaurants, but she also does a cooking show. She is a real entrepreneur. She owns a food service, would you call it? Yes. It's sold in
frozen foods.
Frozen foods with her picture on it. Anyway, she looked at this business. Orna called her. We sat down. She's an entrepreneur. She saw it, and she is so committed to bringing this into India. But our first project with her, and by the way, Orna is, as I said, in Jeff's downline. Jeff is coming to Israel after our trip through South France. And we have a meeting at Rina's house with all of her Indian friends that live in Israel. And this is how we're just beginning with her, but this is how we're going to begin with her. Go ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
She took everything out of my mouth. You know, as Carol said, when you open up, when you're going into a foreign market, any type of a foreign market, you're not looking for the masses. You're looking for the leaders who can kind of pick up the ball and run with it. When we went to Israel, I mean, we found our leaders. They have all worked together to support the GPN website, to put the information on, to translate it. That's what you need to do. You need to get everything in the language of the country that you're doing business in so you can get all the information to the people. When you're going into an unopened market, there's a couple of things that you want to do. Number one, you want to get them on the products. You want to get the products shipped down to them, whether you ship it or whether you have a freight forwarder. You want to get people on the products. We initially went over to Israel and spent a couple of months there before it opened, and there was no product. And even though we signed in, there was a pre-marketing agreement that the company had out, we signed in over 100 people with no product. So what we decided to do, and by the time the company opened, none of them were, you know, there was no interest created. They were gone. So what we started to do just before the company opened was we started to bring products over, and we were bringing like $3,000 worth of products at a time over there and selling it. You have to get them interested in the product because you have to create the belief in the product. Number two, anybody who's going to be a leader within that market, you've got to get them out to see the corporate office. I mean, if they're a real entrepreneur, you have them, you set up a meeting at the corporate office and you have them go on a VIP tour of the office so they can get a belief in the company. And lastly, you have to get them to any type of GPN event you can. Because this is their support mechanism. This is how they're going to learn the business. And how many people thought that this weekend was tremendous? Did it have value to you? Absolutely. Well, get your new leader in here. Get them to see what GPN is all about. And you will definitely have success in this business. And the only people that we can thank for GPN are Mr. Sexsmith, Mrs. Sexsmith.
This is so formal.
John and Giselle, I mean, they don't have to be doing this anymore.
And Amy.
And Amy. Without Amy. I mean, as Truman and Scott said before, John and Giselle, they don't have to be doing this. I mean, Carol and I don't have to be doing this, but we want to do it because, number one, John and Giselle were our mentors in the business, okay? So everything that we know, we owe to them. And everybody's seen the movie, I'm sure, Pay It Forward. Well, that's what we're doing. We're now paying it forward. And we want to help as many people as we possibly can to be successful in this company. And then we hope that you pass the same thing on to your groups. So we thank you for the time that you've given us. It's been a great weekend. We thank John and Giselle and Amy. We can't live without Amy.
Yes.
But thanks a lot, guys.
Hey, thank you, Chris and Carol. Awesome. Okay.